Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Life Insurance Awareness Month is held every September, and it's all about getting the word out on why life insurance matters. It's a national campaign to remind people to think about their life insurance needs and make sure their loved ones are protected financially. Today's quote, "I don't call it life insurance, I call it love insurance. We buy it because we want to leave a legacy for those we love." Fashad Asil. And just a little background about Fashad, a regional director of Bankers Life in Southern California, he has built one of the largest sales organizations in the country. He is also an Amazon best-selling author, co-founder of Top Leaders Incorporated, a certified John Maxwell leadership coach, and an in-demand international acclaimed motivational speaker. So there you have it. He is. I mean, absolutely. When I was researching quotes, David, I didn't know that that was going to be all behind of what he's accomplished.
Yeah, for sure. I guess we got a long way to go. But I mean, it sounds like a similar path. The life insurance or Bankers Life, John Maxwell Leadership, certified coach, Maxwell Leadership, shout out. So, you know, those things kind of go hand in hand with us, too.
They do. They do. And I love the quote. I love how, you know, it puts a positive spin, a loving spin on life insurance, right? Because of the season.
I have love insurance. You know, those are two wild terms you would never imagine go together. You know, I've always said, being in the business we're in, that nobody ever grew up wanting to be in life insurance. It is probably not what is bringing a lot of people to the podcast world these days or get you fired up to learn about life insurance. But it is. It is a, I would say, can be a life-changing product, you know, life insurance.
Absolutely. Definitely a life-changing product in so many ways. And I know we're going to get into that and unpack that. But David, for some of those listeners that are listening in, you know, why don't you share a little bit about what exactly is life insurance? Because we may have some young folks on the line, right, listening in, or we may have folks that have heard about it, but don't really fully understand how it works.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, in general, life insurance is, I would imagine most people have probably understand the terms of car insurance, right? If you're at that age, then you probably have to have it, or your parents are buying it for you. You should be thanking them for that, by the way.
That's right.
But so car insurance, life insurance, you're paying for something, and at some point, you're going to reap a benefit of that. So life insurance, like car insurance, you're insuring your life, basically. So typical life insurance is you're paying that monthly premium for a much larger death benefit that when it comes time, and there are different avenues of claiming some of that death benefit, like living benefits that we could get into that add a lot of value or reason as to why people should value life insurance or how that can impact your life as a living benefit. But most of the time, life insurance is going to pay out a tax-free death benefit to a beneficiary of your choice when you have passed away.
Absolutely. Well, and some folks may think, you know, why? And I know that we, being in direct sales, right, helping serve the senior market, why would I buy life insurance, right? Why would I do that? And you know, the reason that you would do that, the main reason is to ensure that your family is taken care of, right? On the hardest day of their life, when you're no longer there to hold their hand through these steps, right? This is actually, when you put something like a policy in place to protect their lives, this is some actually the thing that comes to life, right? It comes to life once you're no longer there. So you're right. Yes, you're paying on it. You're paying on it. But then all of a sudden you're no longer there. And that's an extension of you for your loved ones that are left behind.
Yeah, it is. And I would say when most people think about life insurance, that's probably one of the primary focuses as to paying for my funeral or burial, right? Like that. Well, that's the world we've lived in. We've lived in the final expense world. That in the majority is why our client is buying that product. They're buying a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 policy to make sure that at minimum their burial is covered when they pass. Because I had it wrote down to kind of get into later, but these are kind of the fun facts of our business that I just, again, solidified. They're as accurate as what I've been saying for the last 5 years. But that is our average, and it is. I'm glad to see that it's actually grown. So I used to say that 60% of America is going to die with debt. That number now is at 73%. So 73% of American population, men, women, are going to die with a debt, right?
Right.
Crazy thing is, I used to say $60,000 in debt. That was the average number. Depending on what source you're looking at, that number is now $61,000 to $66,000 in debt. So it's still very similar to what we've always said, but actually going the wrong way, right? Just another example of we live beyond our means, and life happens every day. You know, like the reason why this month and our business is so important to us, or what I personally have learned from being in this business, is that life's going to happen every day. Mm-hmm. Like I found a quote earlier too. It says, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans, right? Like, how many times have you had this plan and expectation and then life happens?
Right. Well,
same thing happens with our true life, right? So just right. To wrap that up, you died. 75.75% of us are going to die in debt. That average debt is going to be $70,000. And our average funeral cost is going to be between $10,000 and $12,000, and that price is going up too. So all of those three things say that when I pass, I don't have $10,000 to $15,000 cash for a funeral director, right?
Right.
So that's been our business at its core.
Well, and when you think about that, there was a gentleman that had shared this with us in a training a long time ago, maybe 5-7 years ago, that actually 95% of America, they want to plan their funeral, right? They want to document those things for their children, for their loved ones. But do you know how many actually end up doing that? 5%. And so when you think about those numbers, David, you know, and the fact that it's now 70,000, That folks, as far as debt that are leaving behind, when you think about that, think about the state of America and what it's in right now, how devastating a $10,000 to $15,000 funeral bill that, you know, maybe someone who's in their 40s, 50s, where they've got kids that they're taking care of, and now mom or dad passed away, and they're having to figure out, okay, how am I going to come up with this amount of money to put mom or dad away? And I still have to help keep the light bills and food on the table for my current family that's at home. That's huge.
Yeah, and that is if they were the one out of four people that don't leave some other kind of debt. Because what we've always said is that final expenses isn't just your funeral and burial, right?
Like, right.
I mean, even if you do, even if we did have all debts paid off, like, we personally have a rolling monthly credit card bill, right?
Right.
So if life happens today, somebody gets to figure out where and how they're going to pay off that credit card bill that we've been spending this month. But I mean, the other thing we always say is end of life, right? Most people are becoming less healthy, and ailments and things, medical bills, right? How painful and how high can medical bills get super quick, right? A couple days in the hospital before you pass away, and now you're transferring a $10,000 hospital bill to go along with that funeral.
Correct. And so let me ask you this, because this is something that there's a lot of misconceptions. And is there some advice on clearing up some of those misconceptions about life insurance, especially since we're bringing awareness during this month? You know, is there some misconceptions about life insurance that we want to clear up for some of our listeners?
Well, I think I would say the biggest misconceptions that is the importance of it and the cost of it, right? Those are the two. I mean, that's it. If you felt like something was super important, it really wouldn't matter how much it cost. But if you don't have that driver that says, yeah, this is really, like we say, hey, it's not you that's going to reap the benefit of this. It's the people you leave behind, which is where your quote of love insurance comes from. If you don't have anybody to love, I have a really hard time selling you any insurance, because you will be gone. And at that point, nothing matters. So, well,
and it's a guarantee, right? Death is, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens, right? So it's a guarantee, where your car insurance, everyone has it, but we just might maybe use that, right? Where death is guaranteed.
Yeah. And I think that one of the misconceptions of that product in general, as far as a whole life final expense product, is that I've got some time before I have to deal with that. I've got some time. And number one, it's only going to get more expensive every day that goes by, right? And number two, every one of those days brings upon a day that you don't know if you're going to see the end of it. And that's just a fact of the life that we live. And the life insurance business has kind of taught me that, or allowed me to accept that more. So I think a lot of people kick that can down the road. Like you said, Lindsay, if you ask anybody with some common sense, hey, would you like to have your funeral planned so your kids don't have to do that? And even better, would you like to have it paid for?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know any, we've never found the one that says no, right? Like, of course, that's a common sense, logical question. Of course I would. But again, 2/3 of those people have not gone down there to do that, have not set back the funds, or even better, paid a monthly premium to make sure the savings account is immediately there upon a passing. So just not understanding the end of life can be closer than you think is one of the things.
Right.
And then I think really after that, it's the awareness. I think a lot of people believe it's insurance is too expensive, or it doesn't matter enough, but you really haven't looked at what that could be, right? There's many different kinds of insurances, and there's many valuable reasons as to why somebody would buy that, right? We've talked about the funeral plan and the fact that now you're paying for your funeral with tax-free benefit. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to pay all that at once if you were to go down to the funeral home and write him a big old check for $15,000. That, again, remind you, we die $70,000 in debt. If a prepaid funeral goes as one of those debts, you have to pay the rest of that off in most cases.
Right.
An insurance plan immediately paying out.
Well, one of the other misconceptions, and I thought this was a crazy one. Okay. So men versus women. All right. Interesting fact. Who, David, do you think is more likely to have coverage or protected their family, the women or the men?
Well, I mean, I just take it, you know, a little old school thinking. Of course, the man would. You know, the man's out there working. The man's providing for the family.
See, I wouldn't, because sometimes men can be stubborn about those things. I figured women being the nurturer, the one, you know, mama bear of the house, taking care of this, taking care of that, making sure all the affairs are in order, that women. But actually, men are more likely to have protection in place for their families than women are. Which that actually
blew me away. Women are cheaper. So, right?
Women are
cheaper. No, I think that's an old school method of thinking. You know, I said what I said in a jokingly manner, because to think that it's only the man out there that's providing monetarily for the family, that's fake news these days. I mean, I don't know the numbers and I haven't looked it up, but most households now, at least especially within mid-America, is dual working households. You know, mom and dad both are bringing money into the home. And I know many, many cases where the female is the breadwinner, because that's what you're looking at. You know, why buy life insurance? What is life insurance good for? It's there to help you live life after maybe an important loved life is gone, right?
Right. Absolutely. Well, and it's also there to, before that day happens, it's also there to bring peace of mind, right? There's peace of mind. I can't tell you how many folks that I've gone into and been able to help the family, right? Write a policy to, is whether it be mom and dad, mom, dad, grandma, whoever that is in that home. And they look at me and they say, thank you. I've been so worried about this. And they might have been worried about it for the last 10 years. And just because someone showed up and took the time to show them how these plans work and get them qualified for a plan that's going to be there, it's not going to end on them before they do. They said, thank you. I can sleep well tonight. Right. And so talk about being fulfilled. That's huge. You're actually putting their family in a much better position on the hardest day of their family's lives.
And I think that also brings up another misconception, and that's that life insurance is hard to get. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I think that is an old school way of thinking. That, yes, 15, 20 years ago, if you wanted a larger, especially term insurance, which we can give a couple stats on that here in a second, you were going to be doing blood work. You were going to the doctor. It was going to take you some time to get those policies issued for you. Well, and people are buying products from companies that are only sending mailers out. And the products they're not as good and they're more expensive. But what does it do for that client? It allows them to not have to talk to me, not have to talk to a quote unquote salesperson, and allows them to get what they think they're needing to solve that problem of, I need at least something if I go away. And I know these funerals cost because my neighbor just passed away, and gosh, what it's doing to that family. Right. So now these products that insurance companies are putting out there are what they're calling simplified issue products, where they're able to get your medical records, they're able to look into prescription histories and all of this and that and the above that's smarter than I am, and tell you or qualify you for that product that you're looking for right then and there on the spot. And so that, I think, is also something that's changed a lot in the last 5 years. The ease of getting insurance is much easier, especially when you're working with somebody that can assess your need.
Correct.
Because just a touch. I mentioned term insurance. Term insurance is great. And Lindsay and I both have term products, and term insurance is going to be your cheapest product that you usually will find out there. And they'll put that you can get that in 10-year, 20-year, 30, and even a 40-year terms. And all of those terms are going to be set based on your health and how much coverage you want, You want a half a million, 2 million? Or do I just need 50,000 because I've got this debt and I've got that debt? But I did look this up again because I know we've said it a lot over the years. And the way we talk a little bit when we're sitting down, especially with our final expense client, is that term insurance basically means it's going to terminate at some point. And for that to pay out, you will have to pass on their terms. Now, I just told you, Lindsay and I both have term insurance. So it's not that bad of an investment, but it's not the long-term investment. It's not the forever. That is maybe I've got we have $300,000 in debt owed on our home, and in the next 15 years, that will be paid off. But if I pass away in 5 years, I want to make sure I have enough money to cover that large expense of a home, right? That's a great avenue or reason to have a term insurance policy. But it still holds true. Fact Finder is 99% of term policies do not pay out. Mm-hmm. 99%. So it's great if you pass away within their terms. But we all know that we enjoy living our life and the loved ones that we have more than that term insurance policy paying out
for. Correct. Well, and something else to bring awareness to is the unclaimed policies. Oh. And there are millions of life insurance policies that go unclaimed every year. They do. And so whether that, you know, and maybe some of you right now might be experiencing that from a loss of a family member, maybe you were unsure if they had a policy in place. Maybe it lapsed. Maybe it's still in force and you just don't know what company it was through. Something I would encourage you first and foremost, check their bank statement, number one. Or number two, there's actually a place actually called the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator Service. And it's actually a free tool that you can use online that you can look up to see if they actually have a policy within the system. So, because there's so many that go unclaimed, and we are all in a busy season of life where your mom might have said, hey, I've got this policy. Or grandma says, hey, little Johnny, I've got this policy in place. And you're half listening. And then 15 years go by and grandma passes. You're like, daggone, what did grandma say she had? Right? Because things change.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, my grandmother's passed away within the last 3 years, and she did struggle with Alzheimer's, and you know, she was at home as long as she could be with somebody coming in every day. But my parents here 3 years later were still what was their Friday night looking like, going through all this stuff, and it's, you know, just stuff everywhere. They're like, with her with that disease, just rant, you know, like there were no rhyme or reason as to why some things were put where things were.
It's part of the disease. Sometimes they're moving. They might be moving a policy, right? Because they think it's a safer place to move it, because that's what their brain's telling them at that time. And actually, you know, now the children can't find it. So, you know, encourage you to have a copy of that. Okay. If you're the beneficiary or you're someone who's going to be in charge, have a copy of that, because that's so important.
Yeah. And I was looking for numbers just to put some context out there, because, you know, you may hear Lindsay say this, you're like, oh yeah, right. People don't claim their insurance policy. Billions of dollars, they say, is by the numbers, every year goes unclaimed. And that is only just because people don't know it's there. So it is a real thing. And that's a sad thing. So that tool to see, this is so important. It was in 2011 that the government actually mandated, what you said there, the NAIC, National Association of Insurance Commissioners, I guess, mandated that about life insurance, but there's also an organization that oversees just flat out unclaimed property altogether. You can go to your state websites. We can maybe get a link put out there to where those two resources are. If you just search unclaimed property, you will find it, and then you'll find the ability to search for something that you may have. But just it's a shame, and it's not why you put that insurance in place. But it happens. So make sure that you know, or you at least know how to find that if that comes up, because it's just hard to believe, right? I mean, billions of dollars that ends up going to the government.
It is billions of dollars. And David, you know, when you think about that and think about, you know, with it being Life Insurance Awareness Month and exactly what we do and how we're able to help families, I know so many of our service providers, agents that go out and serve families. I know one in particular, actually Glenn, who was on the show last week, the president of Orca Life. You know, one of the reasons he got into this business is his mother was tragically killed in a drunk driving accident. And at that time, they had no idea how they were going to pay for this. And lo and behold, she had a policy out on her car. It was an accidental that actually ended up covering her funeral. And so that was a big driving force of why he got into helping people and helping folks, you know, before that day comes, right? Within final expense. So because of that, and so I could tell you story after story of agents that have had that same experience. And because of either their parents or grandparents, whoever it may be, had in place, it was a driving force of why they got into this business. And so with that being said, really kind of wanted to speak to, you know, what it is that we do as far as the baby boomers that we serve and how, you know, you hear all these crazy claims of the life insurance, you know, game and what it can look like. But it's been a great thing for David and I, and frankly for our agency and what they've been able to do. So, David, if you'd like to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. I can. I mean, we live it. And we've been around here, I guess, for going on 11 to 12 years. And like I said earlier, I've kind of hung my hat on this statement that I certainly did not grow up wanting to be Mr. or Mrs. Insurance Salesman, right? But this business and this industry ends up providing so many things that so many different people are out there chasing in America, right? The American dream, somewhat of an entrepreneurship, somewhat of a franchise type ownership, especially with our sales organization. We're really looking for career style agents that we really have never wanted other pre-licensed insurance agents to partner with, because we feel like we break a lot of bad habits. We break a lot of mindsets. We always say that we are service providers first, and that comes from Glenn. Glenn was, so after what Lindsay said there about his mother, he ended up leaving UPS and working in the funeral home business. And that was the at-need time. Right. That was okay. Now this has happened. Now, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we're sitting here. What are we going to do? And that's why we know the effect. Like that funeral, Mr. Funeral Director, he needs cash. He's not doing $10,000-$15,000 funeral without a payment. So Glenn was in at that side of it, said, man, I got to get this isn't as much fun as I can have. Getting in front, you know, there's this insurance business that somebody is telling me about. And this was back in the 90s when he started. And thankfully, he did. He leaned into that. And now we get to do that pre-need, right? We get to do that before the time of passing. And this business, as crazy as it sounds, you know, visiting people in their homes, working on a commission-based income, when there's 20 plus years and 600 plus, probably 750 plus thousand door knocks of trying to sell one product, and you've learned and you've grown and you've learned and you've grown, if you put the work in the way that we can teach you to go to work with the right attitude, the right mindset, we know the system and the process that will show up for that commission-based sales guy, right? So it has been a business that has been wonderful for us. We have been able to scale that and duplicate that to so many people, and we've now grown that over 15 states. And for your newly licensed independent agent, you know, they really do have a first-year expected income after expenses at an $80,000 mark. And our second-plus year agents are all looking to make a six-figure income. And for the right person that hasn't found their way to do that yet, which is way less than average, by the way, it's a great avenue to take your personality, your work ethic, and apply that to some business processes that have been tried, tested, and proven, and make a successful career that, like we always say, Lindsay, you know, being in commission-based sales and, you know, catching all the thoughts and things that are out there about insurance or door-to-door and all the you know, these terrible industries, we're not selling vacuum cleaners, right? We're selling, like you said, that peace of mind, a product that even if it does have to be tight at the end of the month because you're putting this product in place, you may have now allowed that grandchild to go to school and not driven your son or daughter into $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt.
Correct.
And those impacts are the feel-goods about what we do, along with the income and the camaraderie and the family that we really are here.
Right. Well, and we've got a great culture here. I mean, we truly do, and it's really a butterfly effect. So anyone that has thought about possibly getting into this industry before, want to encourage you, we're actually doing ride-alongs this month, the month of September. We thought it was very appropriate for Insurance Awareness Month to jump in the car and just take a look at it for a day and see what it's actually all about. See if it's a good fit for maybe something that you're not being fulfilled by right now. So be sure to reach out to us. It's within Hype Financial. Visit that, hype.financial, and reach out to us. And we would love to get you connected and get you in the car with somebody.
Yep. All the hypers. Like,
all the hypers.
Subscribe. Comment, connect. Again, I think my cell phone gets blasted somewhere, 502-314-2789. Reach out. Come one, come all. Life insurance is such a beautiful thing. Protect the life that you have. You never know when that last day may show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in today, and we will see you next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.